But this passage, this beautiful passage here in John chapter 8, beginning in verse 21, reveals the person of Jesus Christ in a beautiful way. And as we saw, if you don't believe in who Jesus is, you can't be saved. That's where it all begins. It's the person of Christ, as we will see. So notice John chapter 8, verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words, many believed on him. So our title today is, I am he. Let's pray. Lord, how we love you, how we thank you for the privilege of meeting here and opening your word together. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would now take the word and apply it to our hearts to teach and to grow us, Lord, and convict where needed. Lord, maybe someone not saved, I pray they'll realize that you died and rose again that they might be saved. And so, Lord, have your will and way in our hearts today and guide us in your truth. We love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jesus trying to make it very clear to the multitudes that came to hear him speak that man is dead. In our fallen state, we are dead. And if we don't trust Jesus Christ, if we don't receive eternal life, as he says there in verse 21, we shall die in our sins. He said, and shall die in your sins. The Bible makes it very clear that before we're Christians, we are dead. Look at John chapter 11, if you would, over verse 25. Jesus here, when he was going to bring Lazarus back to life, here in John 11. And he turned to one of the sisters and had said unto her, John 11, 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. When we believe on Jesus Christ, we were dead and then we are alive. Life and death in Scripture have nothing to do with this body typically and everything to do with God. God is life and gives life. And if we don't have his life, we are dead. We might be physically alive, but we are spiritually dead and on our way to eternal death. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. All of us are born dead. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:22, and we'll see this again. 1 Corinthians 15:22. It says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Notice, in Adam all die. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, we were all dead. Ephesians 2:1 says, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And we could go on and on. The Scriptures make it clear that we are dead. And until we become saved, we will die in our sins and remain eternally dead in a place called hell. And so the Jews, if you go back to John 8, they said, well, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. Jesus here talking about ascending back to heaven after his resurrection. Look at his answer. He said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. ye are of this world. I am not of this world. He's making it very clear that man in his fallen state is not only dead, but is part of Satan's kingdom. And on down in verse 44, same chapter, look what he said. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Ye are of your father, the devil. Until we get saved, the devil's our father and we are dead. But verse 24 is kind of the heart of the message this morning, John chapter 8. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. This is one of the great I ams of the Gospel of John. Most of these I ams are only found in the Gospel of John, and there are 12 of them. To make it easy to remember, 12 tribes, 12 I ams. And this is one of them, down in verse 58. Look what he says. Verily, verily, I say unto thee. Or is that how he says it? John 8:58. Sorry, I'm not turned there. Before Abraham was, I what? Am. Referring back to Exodus 3 when God met Moses in the burning bush. And he said, I am that I am. And so Jesus, by saying he is the I am, is claiming to be Jehovah. And that is one of the great I ams of the Gospel of John. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. If you look at John 18 quickly, this is in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when the soldiers came to take Jesus after Judas had betrayed Christ, here in John 18, look at verse 5. It says, they answered, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto him, I am he. Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Armed soldiers came to take Jesus Christ captive based on the false testimony of Judas. And when he spoke those same words, I am he, armed Roman soldiers fell backward. Just with the power of his spoken word. I am he. The Bible says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. In 1 Timothy 3:16. Jesus Christ is the great I am of Exodus chapter 3. Before Abraham was, he said, I am. Let's quickly look at the other 11 I ams of John. So you can see the person of Christ is so beautifully displayed in this gospel. Let's go to John chapter 4 to start with, verse 25. And these are the 12 I ams of John. Number 2, Jesus here in John 4:25 says, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus is the Messiah. The promised answer to the Jewish Old Testament prophecies that a Messiah would come. Jesus was that Messiah. And then in John chapter 6, verse 35, we find another one of the great I ams. John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he takes the entire chapter to give a discourse on that. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. He is the Word of God. We are to feast on him daily by opening the Word of God. Then John 8:12 is the fourth one. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Jesus Christ didn't just come to give light. He is the light. He is the light of the world. And then in John chapter 10, verse 7, we'll find the fifth one. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. My friend, there's only one door into heaven, and it's Jesus Christ. He is that door into the one sheepfold. And while you're in John 10 on down, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Claiming to be the shepherd of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus Christ is that good shepherd. And then down in verse 36, same chapter, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest because I said, I am the Son of God. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, willing to come to earth that he might die as our substitute. So he's the I am, the Messiah, the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, and the Son of God. Then John 11:25, which we just looked at, we'll look at it again quickly. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is life. He is the resurrection. He is the one who gives new life and the only one who can give new life. As Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And then John 13:13, we'll see the ninth one. John 13:13. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. Jesus is Master and Lord. He is our Master. He is our Lord. When we get saved, we yield to Him as our Master, and we are His servants, and we are to obey His commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, in John 14:15. So He's Master and Lord. And then John 14:6, probably the most well-known one of the I Am's. Most Christians know this verse. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus didn't say, I'm one of the ways, did he? He said, I'm the way. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. He doesn't just give truth. He is truth. Matter of fact, in Revelation 19, when he returns to earth, he's referred to as the Word of God. He is the truth. And that's the way and the truth are 10 and 11. We already talked about life. And then number 12 is in John 15. And verse 1, I am the true vine. He goes on to say in verse 5, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. For to abide in him. And so Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John is presented as the I am. In 12 different ways, he is the I am of Scripture. And he is commanding us to believe on him. By the way, that is the theme of the Gospel of John. The word believe shows up 101 times in just the Gospel of John. It's the most prominent word of the gospel, that we believe on the person of Jesus Christ. Now go back to our passage, verse 25, and look at this ridiculous question that the Jews then asked him. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? Who art thou? He's been telling them. Look what he says. Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, I've been telling you who I am over and over again. And their question is, who art thou? In other words, we don't understand. We don't get it. And now, literally billions of people in the world don't understand about who Jesus is. Many believe that he didn't even exist. Others teach he was just a great man. Maybe a great prophet, but definitely not the I am. And so he says it again. He says, I have much to judge of you. But then he says it again in verse 28. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, they don't know what that means, that he's going to be lifted up on a cross. Then shall ye know that I am he. Then you'll know that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Jesus Christ never sinned once. Hallelujah. So that when he did die as our substitute on Calvary, he could die for our sins and not his own. We're told that if God hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus never sinned. But I love verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. That's what it's all about. Amen. Believing on Jesus. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as the I am of Scripture, as God in the flesh, as the Savior, as the only way, the only truth, the only life, the bread of life, the light of the world, and on we could go. They believed on him. They placed their faith on the person of Christ. Look at John chapter 3, if you would, verse 36. This is what God wants from everyone, that they would believe on Jesus Christ as the way, as the only way. Notice John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So you see that, believeth on the Son. It says they believed on him. It means they placed their faith onto Christ. You are the one who you say you are. I believe you. And I'm placing my belief onto you as the Savior, as the only one that can rescue me from my dead condition. And that is the truth. And then while you're in John, look at 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Isn't that beautiful? I love that verse. It's so simple. He that believeth on me. It's not enough just to believe. Where are you placing that faith? Where are you believing? The modern Bibles say, he that believeth hath everlasting life. He that believeth what? On me is pretty important, isn't it? We must place our faith on Christ. And that was the result of his discourse here in verse 30 of John 8. He says, many of these words, or as he spake these words, many believed on him. They said, yes, we believe that you are the one who you say you are. You claim to be the I am of Exodus chapter 3. Remember, these people were all Jews at this time. They knew about Exodus chapter 3. They knew about Moses and the burning bush. We believe you're the Messiah. We believe you're the one that's the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. We believe you are the bread of life and the light of the world, the door to heaven, the good shepherd of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We believe you are the Son of God. We believe you are the resurrection and the life. We believe you are the master and the way and the truth. We believe, and we're placing our belief on you. And that's why the gospel was written. Look at John chapter 20, verse 31, and we'll see this. Why did God write this through John? For us. For 2,000 years. So that we could read it and what? Believe on Christ. John 20, 31. But these are written that ye might what? Believe. That's why he wrote this. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Jesus Christ declared himself here in John 8 as the I am. And just to drive it home there in verse 58, he made it very clear, didn't he? Because then they began to talk about Abraham and saying, we are descendants of Abraham. We don't know about you, Jesus, but we're descendants of Abraham. And Jesus said, oh, he rejoiced to see my day. And thinking, what? Yeah, Abraham's in heaven. And he was very happy to see me come to the earth. He rejoiced. But before Abraham was, over 2 millennia ago, I am. Because Jesus has always been, because he's God. And their response to that statement in verse 59 was they took up stones to cast at him. They knew exactly what he was saying. That he is the great I am of Scripture. Jesus said in verse 24, my friend, this is the clincher. Every cult, every false group out there, it comes down to the person of Christ. He said, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. It comes down to believing the person of Christ, that he is the only way to heaven, placing our faith in him. You can't earn heaven. You can't pay for heaven. You can only receive eternal life from the one who is life, the great I am of Scripture. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. We need to tell the world that God came, amen, in the person of Christ, loved us that much. He was willing to become a man and die as our substitute, rise again from the dead, and offers us eternal life through what he did. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am he. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious and powerful word. Thank you for the person of Christ. How blessed we are that the one we placed our faith in is everything. And I pray, Lord, that we would share this great truth with the world, that the great I am has come and has died for man's sin and offers eternal life through his resurrection. I pray, Lord, that this would not only thrill our hearts to know the person of Christ in such a beautiful way, but also stir our hearts to tell others what you've done for them. Thank you. I pray, Lord, that as we wait for your return, we would be faithful. And as our master, we would be obedient. We are grateful for you speaking to our hearts through your word this morning. We love you in Jesus' name.